You're listening to KTRU Houston.
The snow fell on the windowpane of his old turquoise Ford. We laughed till we cried as we heard him sing Sweet Betsy from Pike and Lilacs in Spring. My stepdad wore a funny old hat whenever time for adventure drew near. He wore it every day as we drove all the way across the Great Plains to his mountain home. And he sang songs of Ireland that made us feel free. He sang of Australia too. When he sang of the West, the American West, his great smile turned gray skies to blue. Now the snow fell on the windowpane of the silver-gray cabin in the pines, where we lived in the lines of the stories he told, like old Sam McGee and a fool's rush for gold. We built a great fire and we sang all we knew. Life had motion for me, but somehow his song said, someday I'll be gone, just like the wind through the trees. Now the snow fell on the windowpane of a long black limousine. In the stillness we cried as we softly sang Sweet Betsy from Pike and Lilacs in Spring. And now all that's left is remembering Sweet Betsy from Pike.
That was the first track off of Will Saffron's new album, Catch the Passing Train. Will Saffron is actually in the studio here to talk about a show that he's got. So Will is playing in concert on this Thursday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at Hammond Hall on Rice University's campus. This is a free show open to the public. We're going to have a little brief chat with him. Will's music is contemplative. It's almost prayer-like, and it harks back to the times of oral history and frontiersmen of the United States. Will, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about this new album that you have.
Well, it's a collection of songs that were written from real life experiences. I guess that first one was inspired by my stepfather, and the last one was, of course, by the great Paul Simon. And there's a personal ballad on there, which is the title track, Catch the Passing Train. There's a couple of what I call love songs on there for my sweet wife, Sally. Really, it was a lot of fun to make because I went into Jack Saunders' studio just as a guitar player, and he brought all these great musicians in, and we just put together this really, what I think is really a cool sound.
It's a really inspiring record. I think
Thank
that's
you.
The best way to put it. Tell us about the musicians that are included.
Well, Jack, of course, is the backbone of the thing. He played rhythm guitar on a lot of it. He played lead guitar, he played the bass, he played the baritone, and he helped me basically take songs from kind of just a scratch pad to reality. And then there's some really, really great musicians like Gene Elders. He plays the fiddle on Westminster Chimes. Mm-hmm. Gene is also going to be in the show. And then we have Eleanor Whitmore, who's going to be in our show. She is a wonderful violinist. She plays mandolin as well and sings harmony. E.J. Jones, we call him Piper Jones. He plays the bagpipes on three pieces. Of course, Rick Richards is well known as being one of the great drummers in Texas, and he does the drum tracks for us. Cameron Parsons is just an amazing dobro player and steel player, and what he did with the steel guitar on The Boxer and the dobro on I'll Remember You, I just think it helps make the song.
What was the creative process like when you brought in these songs? I mean, they're very full on the record with all of these players you just mentioned, especially the bagpipes, which fortunately or unfortunately, depending on your slant, gives it a Celtic arc. Personally, I think it really fills out the sound. How much did you know you wanted to record when you went into the studio, and then we've heard the finished product?
I guess if you had given me a checklist of all the instruments that are in the piece when we started the record, I think I just would have checked every box. I didn't have an idea of what the record should look like, but I knew what I wanted to hear in it. For instance, Chip Dolan, he always came in as the second player, and he played his accordion, or he played the keyboard, and that helped create just the mood that I wanted in the song. And then when Eleanor would come in and add her violin, she had a sense of where she wanted it. So I think I got lucky. I think every player liked the material. Mm-hmm. And so they came in and they did things that just brought the songs to life. And we all knew when there was a lick that needed to stay.
It sounds like a nice collaboration.
It was great. And it was everything that a studio process should be.
That's great. So how is that going to translate to a live show? How is it going to come to life in front of an audience?
Well, when we were rehearsing in Austin, I was talking to them about all the things that would be difficult to do for me to do that we did in the studio. And all the musicians said, don't worry about that, Will. That's what we're here for. So essentially, I'm just going to play the songs like I played them when I first walked in. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's going to do, you know, an individual part because, of course, we can't do layers. And we're just going to bring the song to life on the stage.
That's good. Sidestepping the album, I want to drill down to your influences because you've got this great song, Song for My School, mm-hmm. and Allison Hunter did the video for that. You know, it's really a patriotic song about, you know, education and community. And I'm wondering where that comes from in you. You know, what are you listening to? Tell us about yourself.
I guess I mostly listen to Paul Simon, John Denver, Chet Atkins, Gordon Lightfoot, people that I think, for me, they really show us all what's possible in communication with music.
Mm-hmm.
The school song, really, if somebody asks me what my politics are, I would say it's about that. It's about educating children.
Yeah.
Because I really think that there's problems that we all know that we need to solve in the country, but educating the children is first. Paul Simon's advice was you should always write something that has an emotional impact on you. And when I had this opportunity to write this, it really did have an emotional impact on me. And then a guy just like you, a DJ, he loved the song, and he just said, I'll just play this and play this and play this. And so we passed the bond issue with it.
Well, that's one of the things that I appreciate about your music is that it's patriotic without an angle, you know. No one's going to listen to this music and say you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent. It's just very, you believe in, you know, community, you believe in children, you believe in things that we all agree on, regardless of our proposed solution. So you mentioned Paul Simon, and the last track on the album is, of course, a cover of The Boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have a very nice story for us about this.
Well, we do. Actually, when I sat down and played it for Jack the first time before we recorded it, he looked at me like I was crazy. You know, he said, "Now, why do you want to do that?" Well, The Boxer is a classic American song, and even Paul Simon has played it in various keys, and I've played it in various keys. And so one day I was thinking, I'd love to do this as our cover. Why not try it in all these different keys? And so I arranged it so that they all kind of work together. Mm-hmm. And then the band members loved it. They came in and we recorded it. But then when we asked Paul Simon for the mechanical license, it said in big bold print in the middle of the license, "No changes, must be recorded as written." And so I called him back and I said, so I didn't talk to Paul Simon, but I talked to his one of his executives. And I said, "You know, what do you mean? What does that mean, no changes?" And she says, "It means no changes." And I said, "Well, what does that mean? We can't change the key?" And she said, "How many times did you change the key?" I said, "We changed it in every verse." So she said, "Well, you better send it to me." And 10 minutes later, probably because Paul Simon was listening to it and liked it, they sent me back a mechanical license.
You know, you can't disprove that story.
That's I know, the best part of it. That's the one I'm running with.
Yeah. Well, I think we should play that track. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
I just think it's a wonderful American song. I'm really proud to be able to do it, and I thank Paul Simon for giving us a mechanical license.
All right. Well, let's play the track. This is The Boxer by Will Saffron.
I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I've squandered my resistance on a pocket full of mumbles. Such are promises, all lies and jest. Still a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. Left my home and family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway stations, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters, where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lila, lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers, just to come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare, there were times that I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. Ooh la 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 la. Rolling by me, rocking evenly, and I am older than I once was, but younger than I'll be, and that's not unusual. No, it isn't strange, after changes upon changes, we're more or less the same. After changes, we are more or less the same. Now I'm laying out my winter clothes and
wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are leading me, leading me, going home. Clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him, till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains. Lie, 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 lie.
Okay, that was The Boxer from Will Saffron's new album, Catch the Passing Train. So, Will, we were just talking about your influences, and you said Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Johnny. When I was a teenager, Johnny Cash was really big, and he was truly bigger than life. I actually saw him at Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis, which is one of his famous concerts. And he was there on stage with Carl Perkins, who is legendary, and he had, for his backup singers, he had the Statler brothers, who are legendary, and he had the Carter family, and then the Tennessee Three were his core band, and he stood there, and he just blew everybody away. Peter, Paul, and Mary were just unbelievable musicians, songwriters, performers. Actually, I just read that they are one of the few American folk groups that has not had to do a collective album, because their albums still continue to sell. And their music was so delicate and so beautiful. For me, as a guitar player, you were just drawn into it.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was a kid, Puff the Magic Dragon was a hit song.
It's still a hit song. So.
Yes, it is.
It's like we were talking about off the mic, is, you know, the train, it's indelible. You know, Puff the Magic Dragon is, at this point, timeless. So.
Yes, it is.
So what can we expect from you next? Is there a tour in the plans? Maybe some shows in Houston?
I would like to think that we could come back and you know, fill up Hammond Hall a few more times. The musicians play with everybody. They're a studio band.
Yeah.
Gene plays with George Strait and Lyle Lovett, and Marvin plays with Tish Hinojosa.
Eleanor will soon be off to Australia with Angus and Julia Stone, and at some point back here in the U.S. with Alison Moore. Chip travels with Greg Trooper. EJ plays with the Celtic group Clandestine and Terribus.
I'll be on the bottom of their list. We'll see if we can find a tour that matches with all their stuff.
But very humble.
That's our plan, and I'll keep writing. You know, a year from now, have another record.
Great. Well, we will have you on when that other record comes out. And when you play the next show, we'll have you on to play, actually.
Well, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for coming on. Will, can you tell our listeners where to find you on the web?
Yes, we are at www.saffronmusic.com, and Allison Hunter is doing a great job of making our web page really user-friendly, and you can listen to the music on it, you can purchase it, or you can watch the videos. There's 3 videos on there.
And Allison was the animator for one of those, A Song for My School.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should lead out with a title track, unless there's another one you want to play. I think Catch the Passing Train would
okay.
be nice.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
the city of trains. I used to lay beneath an apple tree and listen to the trains in the distance singing to me through the rain. Before I knew what the train was, before I read the writing on the wall, it was just a sweet moan on my eardrum that blended into the rain. And coupled with the sweet smell of autumn leaves and a peaceful wind on my face, even though I was only 3 years old, I was a member of the human race. Growing up, as you might imagine, I'd have a question or two, and sometimes I'd ask my questions of him, and sometimes I'd ask them of you. Love and promise and mystery washed over me like the rain. Mystery was singing to me from my passing train. At 17, I followed my dreams to the sidewalks of Nashville, Tennessee. No job, no home, I'm out on the street where the fear of having nothing never bothered me. The sky turned gray all around me. The people passing by seemed so strange. And suddenly I felt a cool breeze. And all at once I heard a train. How quickly we slip through the years. Now the rules have been written for centuries. We've known for thousands of years. But it seems that each new generation has to cry their own tears. And love and promise and mystery, it brings us to see who we are. Love and promise and mystery, one day will take us to the distant star. As I learn who I am and I will be, as I struggle to sing and sustain, my guitar plays a rhythm that reminds me of the sound of a passing train. My guitar plays a rhythm that reminds me of the sound of a passing train.
That was Catch the Passing Train from Will Saffron's latest album, Catch the Passing Train. You're listening to KTRU Houston.